This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you. It is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It is a big fight night. UFC 317 is in progress right now. They're in the prelims still. Your main card getting underway about an hour or so from now. So we'll give you picks for the main card coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also, boxing, a boxing event going on right now, in which we will see Jake Paul fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. coming up in a little bit. And, you know, there's no such thing as guaranteed money, folks. And, you know, I'd never recommend things as locks, but I would be utterly shocked if Jake Paul loses this fight because I frankly don't respect it as a real competitive fight. Paul is minus 575, and just don't see him losing in any way, shape, or form. Major League Baseball is in progress right now. We got a couple of games, two games in progress right now. The Braves with a 2-1 lead over the Phillies in the top of the seventh in Atlanta. The Cubs an 8-2 lead over the Astros in the top of the sixth inning in Houston. We've already cashed our bet on this Cubs game with Kyle Tucker going over 1.5 total bases, sweating out or Ronald Acuna Jr. over 1.5 total bases, had a single in his first at-bat, walked in his next two at-bats, and then just struck out looking in his third at-bat on a pretty egregious strike call that was, frankly, several inches high above the strike zone and was clearly a ball. Now, it wouldn't have helped us either way because it was a 3-2 count. It would have been ball four. So, would have helped us out if Acuna swung at it, but didn't matter for our bet. We still need maybe another chance for Acuna to get up, possibly bottom of the eighth inning, or if the Phillies score and tie the game, we could get guaranteed more at-bats. So we'll keep monitoring that as the game progresses. Still about a half an hour away from the last baseball game of the night, which is going to begin in L.A., the Nationals taking on the Angels. And it is a pitching matchup between Michael Soroka for the Nationals and Kyle Hendricks going for the Angels. Angels are short favorites in this game. We talked about some best bets for this game coming up, and that was Michael Soroka to go over 5.5 strikeouts. But also, we like Soroka to give up runs. And if you priced out a same-game parlay, kind of a negatively correlated, an anti-correlated same-game parlay with Michael Soroka to give up over 2.5 earned runs and go over 5.5 strikeouts plus 275 was the pricing on that two-leg anti-correlated same-game parlay. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on here in Major League Baseball at UFC 317. I did mention that the prelims are underway. Tracy Cortez just won in a unanimous decision, which means that the favorites to start the night are 4-0, a perfect 4-0 for the favorites so far. The next fight about to get underway, a featherweight bout between Haider Amil and Jose Miguel Delgado, as Miguel Delgado is a minus 155 betting favorites right now. And again, favorites already 4-0 here to start tonight. Actually, oof, the money has gone down here. So money's coming in on Amil. Jose Delgado went from minus 155 to now minus 125 as we get closer to this fight beginning right now. This is, we still have three fights, I believe, left on the prelims. Actually, we have a couple of more fights here. Let's see, the main card, we got two more. We got this fight and then one more fight on the prelims. The next fight will be Jack Hermanson against Gregory Rodriguez. And Rodriguez right now is a minus 218 favorite up on DraftKings. And these are the final two fights of the prelims. And then the main card will get underway about an hour or so from now, the main card getting underway. UFC 317 from T-Mobile Arena. Coming up about an hour from now, we're going to be talking back a little bit more about the NBA as we did touch on the Rookie of the Year market here, the Lonzo Ball trade to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and everything to go along with the markets changing here in the NBA. We're going to be joined by Alex Barutha, senior NBA editor for RotoWire, will join us about an hour from now. We'll get his his take on the ever-changing markets here in the NBA with the offseason, what is going to be, what is expected to be, a wild offseason continuing. I wanted to take an early look at tomorrow's Major League Baseball schedule for one reason real quick. So some of the results that we saw today, and I talked about this earlier in the program, we're seeing a lot of blowouts in Major League Baseball. In fact, this season, more so than any season in the history of the database that I looked at, which goes back to 2004, right now, prior to the month of July, and that's all I looked at. I looked at games, all games prior to the month of July. We have had more double-digit wins this year in Major League Baseball than any year going back as far as 2004. And why is that? Why are we seeing so many double-digit wins? Is it because, you know, the teams are just punting away games and just thinking it's a 162-game season? We now have an expanded postseason with more wild card opportunities. And so we can afford to lose a game. Is that the reason? Is it because teams are so cautious when it comes to bullpen usage that oftentimes now they are letting guys stay out there for longer when they should be removed from the game? You know, the three batter rule certainly changed things, right? And I get the idea of speeding up the games and you don't want a certain amount of pitching changes, but sometimes you bring a guy into a game, he walks the leadoff batter and you're just looking at his stuff and you're like, you know what? He doesn't have it. But now we force these guys to face three batters. And a lot of the time, some of these managers, because of the changes in bullpen usage, because we now force these guys to go at least three batters, well, majority of the time, they're going to face more than three batters. Because you're not going to get somebody up in the bullpen right away. You know, maybe there was a time where you had double-barreled action in the bullpen. You bring one guy in, he doesn't have it, you could bring the other guy in. But nowadays, you get one guy up, he comes in, you don't plan to get anybody else up. You wait until, oh, wow, he walked the bases loaded, maybe I should get somebody up. Next thing you know is a grand slam and four runs are scored. We also see, obviously, position players are pitching now in blowout games. And I know that they've made rules now to limit the opportunities that those have occurred in. But we're seeing it. We're seeing these guys come in and, you know, just lob the ball in there. Leads to more runs late in games. I also think that there's just scenarios where some of these pitchers are not ready for Major League Baseball. There, I said it. I said it. There is a development problem, I believe, in Major League Baseball. And I also think that there's not enough talent in baseball. Major League Baseball, it's never going to happen because of the financial aspect of it, but there needs to be contraction. There needs to be less teams. There's not enough talent to fill all of these teams. It's a reason why you have teams that are, you know, over the past couple of years, are setting records for futility. Why the White Sox were so bad. Why the Rockies are so bad. These teams can't compete. They don't have the talent. And across rosters, across Major League Baseball, especially now that we've cut down on the minor leagues, and yeah, to go along with that, we have more kids that are in college, especially with NIL deals now, but college baseball's been built up over the past couple of years, so that's a good thing for college baseball. As that has become more so of a feeding ground into the major leagues than it used to be. Guys are now pitching in college, getting drafted, and we're seeing them in the majors very quickly as opposed to what we used to, where guys come out of high school, they're in the minors for several years, and then we finally see them make their debuts. But I do think there's a talent issue in Major League Baseball. That a lot of these pitchers that we're seeing, some of these guys that are coming out of the bullpens and that are or are making these spot starts, just aren't major leaguers. They're like quadruple A players. Just to say that about some of the Japanese leagues being like quadruple A, where it's talent's better than triple A, but it's not quite up to major league standards. These are the best players in the world in Major League Baseball. And so on any given night, like, you're seeing these kids that come into these games, they're not ready for these moments, and they're giving up a boatload of runs. And then the managers are forced with these tough decisions where it's like, what do we do? Do we bring somebody else in, waste another pitcher because our roster moves are limited? Are we going to waste another pitcher to try and come back in this game? Or do we just chalk this game up for a loss and we let this kid eat it? And more times than not, they just let the pitcher go out there and eat it. And that's why I am a huge proponent of live betting overs in these blowout games. It's not just about the idea of, oh, we could get a position player to pitch. It's because the more that these managers are just letting these guys go out there when they should be removing them from the games, I think these kids are being susceptible to giving up more runs. I think more so than not, we are seeing big opportunities here with the amount of blowouts. Again, more 10-run victories this year than we've ever seen going back as far as at least 2024. And so I think there's major opportunities to live bet these overs in Major League Baseball. We just had a first round stoppage in the Jose Delgado Hyder Amil fight. This thing was over before I could even look up and see what the heck just happened. But we'll tell you exactly what happened here in the first round as the prelims are finishing up in UFC 317. Plus, take a look at tomorrow's Major League Baseball angles to look at some of the blowout games that we saw today. How does that translate to tomorrow? I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Saturday, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jose Delgado just stopped Hyder Amil in seconds into the first round. My goodness, early stoppage there as Delgado gets the win. Favorites now 5-0 to start the night here in UFC 317. Just one more fight left in the prelims. Jack Hermanson takes on Gregory Rodriguez, and Rodriguez now a minus 218 favorite. So that'll be the final fight of the prelims, and then, well, there might be a little delay here because the main card doesn't get underway until 7 o'clock Pacific time, so about 45 minutes or so from right now. Update you on what's going on here in Major League Baseball. Sean Murphy just hit his second career grand slam as the Atlanta Braves have opened up a 6-1 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Jordan Romano in here in the seventh for Philadelphia just got tagged for that grand slam. 6-1 Phillies lead, and that's a good sign for us. With the line moving, we are going to get one more at bat here from Ronald Acuna. Probably going to come in the bottom of the eighth inning because, let's see, Alex Verdugo, who is in now in place of, he's in place of Stuart Fairchild. So Verdugo's on. So it'll be Verdugo, then Nick Allen, and then Acuna. So there's already two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. So no matter what, we're guaranteed an Acuna at bat as Verdugo gets out. So the seventh inning will come to an end with the Braves putting up that four spot on the Sean Murphy grand slam. 6-1, Atlanta leads Philly going to the top of the eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, it'll be Nick Allen leading off, followed by our guy Ronald Acuna. We need a hit from Ronald Acuna to cash our over 1.5 total bases in our final plate appearance. And that would be great. Gets a single in his first plate appearance, gets a single in his second plate, and his last plate appearance. It'll be a nice way to cash our bet here. Other game that is in progress, the Cubs with a 9-2 lead over the Astros. We already cashed the bet in this one on Kyle Tucker over 1.5 total bases. How about this night from Kyle Tucker? 3-for-4 with 3 runs, 3 RBIs, and that 3-run home run earlier here against his former team. Kyle Tucker with a big night here for the Cubbies in Houston against the Astros as Chicago leads 9-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Your last game of the night is set to begin about 20 minutes or so from now. The Nationals at the Angels. Michael Soroka for DC, Kyle Hendricks for LA. So I talked about blowouts in Major League Baseball. Earlier today, we had the Tampa Bay Rays with an 11-3 win over the Orioles, and it really was 11-1. Baltimore scored two in the bottom of the ninth to make it 11-3. But this was on the heels of yesterday when the Orioles blew out the Rays 22-8. And so you would think, well, Orioles just blew out the Rays. Naturally, Orioles are swinging hot bats. We love them going into their next game. Not the case, as they absolutely put up nothing and get blown out by Tampa. The Phillies yesterday, a 13-0 blowout win over the Braves. Naturally, Philadelphia is going to come out swinging their hot bats in this game tonight. Not the case, down 6-1 in the eighth inning. What is momentum in baseball? Well, the old saying is momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And that's an old saying, meaning that baseball, you're reliant on the pitcher. You could be winning seven games in a row and feeling great about yourself, and the team's riding a hot streak, the bats are alive, everyone's scoring, everyone's hitting. But then the next day, you run into a great pitcher, and your offense gets totally shut down. Could happen the other way around, too, where, you know, maybe you're losing a ton of games. You're not scoring. You're not hitting. And then the next start, your pitcher goes out there and gives you eight shutout innings. What is momentum? Momentum, in my opinion, is an illusion. It's non-existent. And when I see people talk about momentum, I think recency bias. I think oftentimes the general public is swayed by what have you done for me lately? What did we just see? And perhaps the market moves accordingly. And maybe at times you wind up getting a prototypical, you know, pros versus Joes type scenario where it's, well, the public likes one side because we just saw the Phillies win 13-0. We just saw the Orioles come out and dominate a game and win 22-8. But the pros look at that or look at the games as their own separate entities. And so the pros look at, well, you know what? I like this pitching matchup. I like this situation. I like these hitters. Completely different scenario. Every game has to be looked at separately. And so when I see the market go one way, I tend to buy into the market as opposed to, like, and this is where betting splits certainly come into perspective, come into play and can give you some perspective. But the Braves were sizable favorites in this game a day after getting blown out. And how many maybe generic baseball fans or maybe generic baseball bettors looked at that line thinking, oh, Phillies plus money price here? When they just lost, you know, by when they just won 13-0? Or the other way around, thinking, I can't bet the Braves because they just got blown out. Well, the Braves were favored for a reason tonight. Their pitching matchup was better. And so, yes, they got blown out yesterday. It happened. But what do we look at tonight now? Now we look at the pitching matchup. Momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. This day's starting pitcher, Braves had the edge over the Phillies. The other aspect that makes me like betting the team that is coming off the blowout loss, and yes, I said that, coming off the blowout loss, is bullpen usage. Oftentimes, we talk about why we're seeing so many blowouts this year. And, you know, we're trying to figure it out. Why? Why are we seeing so many blowouts? Why are there so many double-digit wins, more so this year than we've ever seen? And I talked about the idea of just letting these pitchers go out there and eat it, letting these guys go out there, or utilizing lesser-used arms out of the bullpen, throwing position players late in the game. going out there and pitching. When that happens, you then, as much as like it's, some would say it's disrespectful, as much as it's like pathetic at times, right? What these managers are thinking and what we as bettors can think about is that, well, I guess that means that in tomorrow's game or today's game, like what we're analyzing today, the team that got blown out's got a rested bullpen. The team that got blown out can now bring in its top arms in relief to then shut down a game. Raisel Iglesias is in the game right now for the Atlanta Braves. He didn't pitch in the blowout game. Now, he gets to come in, and I know it's a 6-1 score right now, but let's say even if the Braves didn't put up that four-run inning, the grand slam never happened. Iglesias was already warming up. He was coming into this game. This would have been a 2-1 Braves lead in the top of the eighth inning, and they bring in one of their high-leverage arms out of the bullpen in Raisel Iglesias. That's a situation I like as a Braves backer in this game. And so it's these things that you have to look at when you are putting together these handicaps on these blowout situations. What is momentum? Momentum's irrelevant. What do we got coming up tomorrow? That's what I want to look at. So Rays blew out the Orioles here 11-3. Let's look at the Red Sox Blue Jays. Red Sox blew out the Blue Jays 15-1. 15-1. Blue Jays. Who'd they use out of their bullpen? Nobody. We look at the game now coming up here tomorrow, and we could think, well, Red Sox swinging hot bats. Walker Buehler on the mound. Eric Lauer, going for the Blue Jays. You realize Toronto's a minus 125 favorite in this game? That is one where the public's going to look at it, and they're going to say, this doesn't make sense. How could the Red Sox be dogs after just winning 15-1? What that market's telling me is that the Blue Jays are the right side of this game. That's how I look to carry over after these blowouts that we see in Major League Baseball. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Hit us all up on the network at VSIN Live. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. Live Bet Saturday here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. As we got a little sweat here, Ronald Acuna Jr. is up at the plate. This is our last opportunity, a 3-1 count right now. We got one chance here to get our over 1.5 total bases. Need a hit from Ronald Acuna Jr. This will be his last at bat of the game, with the Braves leading 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. There is nobody out with a runner on first. So let's see, a 3-2 count coming here on Ronald Acuna Jr., who singled in his first at bat of the game. And then he went walk, walk, and strikeout. And I believe he has just struck out again to end his night. So Acuna finishes 1-of-2, and we go belly up on the Acuna over 1.5 total bases. This would have been a situation where we would have been better off doing the hits plus runs plus RBIs, because that cashed with his first at bat. He got a single, and then he wound up scoring. So hits plus runs plus RBIs cashed. Total bases does not cash. Let that be a lesson, that sometimes it's better to lay a little bit of juice and play a better market, or at least a more feasible market in the hits plus runs plus RBIs, as opposed to betting the total bases. Elsewhere, the Cubs with a 9-2 lead over the Astros going to the top of the eighth inning in Houston. And coming up momentarily, Nationals and Angels from Anaheim, with Michael Soroka on the mound for the Nats and Kyle Hendricks going for the Angels right now. Taking a look at that line as we get closer and closer to the first pitch. It is the Angels minus 118, total of 9, minus 115 to the under. And I've already given out my take on this game. I like the over. I do lean to the over 9. It is minus 106 up on DraftKings. I like the over, and I do like Michael Soroka to go over 5.5 strikeouts in this game. He's been on a tear as far as the strikeouts are concerned. Take a look at these game logs over his last few starts. 10 strikeouts against the Dodgers his last time out, 9 strikeouts against the Rockies, 5 against the Mets, 7 against the Rangers in the month of June. 31 strikeouts for Michael Soroka in just 22 1/3 innings pitched. He's also given up 10 runs, though. So I do think there's an interesting anti-correlated same game parlay here in this one, where you can go over 5.5 strikeouts for Soroka while also going over 2.5 earned runs allowed. And we priced that out earlier at plus 275. Pretty interesting stuff there on a little anti-correlated Michael Soroka same game parlay for the Nationals and the Angels coming up in about 5 minutes or so from now. Earlier today, the A's beat the Yankees 7-0. And while that shutout is not significant, the result of the game is, because with that game going under a total of 8.5, it means the New York Yankees have now gone under in 15 straight games. I repeat, 15 straight unders for the New York Yankees. That is the longest streak over or under for any team since 2016. Our friend Evan Abrams of the Action Network tweeting that out earlier today. 15 straight unders for the Yankees. And I got to be honest with you, I think this is going to be 16 when the Yankees take on the A's coming up here tomorrow. It's going to happen. Because if you look at this pitching matchup, you got Marcus Stroman on the mound for the Yankees, Luis Severino on the mound for the A's. Severino, we know, is a guy who's got ridiculous home road splits. He's terrible pitching in Sacramento for the A's, but he's been dominant on the road. His last start on the road wasn't great, which is why his road numbers got skewed. He got beat up by the Detroit Tigers. 7 runs allowed against the Tigers. The Detroit Tigers are a pretty good offensive team. But those numbers skewed his dominant road numbers prior to that start. But even with that start, even with those bad numbers, he still has, right now on the road this year, a 2.27 ERA. Plus, we know Luis Severino is comfortable pitching in the Bronx, right? Going up against his former team here in the Yankees, obviously a chip on the shoulder, something to prove. And Severino's got a little bit of uncertainty about his future. Could be a guy that maybe teams look to acquire here in the trade market as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline at the end of July. And then there's Marcus Stroman, who's being activated off the IL to start for the Yankees. Stroman pitching with a ton of motivation as he's trying to earn a role here in this Yankees rotation, or maybe play himself into a situation where a team wants to acquire him, which honestly, like, the best case scenario for the Yankees is that Stroman pitches well and then he pitches for them, because the Yankees have pitching issues right now. So we got two highly motivated pitchers, two pitchers both comfortable on the mounds that they're throwing at there in Yankee Stadium. It would not shock me at all if we see a pitcher's duel between those two and we see another under here with the New York Yankees, which would be, what, 17 straight? I mean, we're talking about, like, historic numbers here. Again, longest streak since 2016. And let's just look at, you know, if we look at overall on the season, the best under team in baseball is the Texas Rangers. 28 overs, 53 unders. Let me say that the other way around to make it clear. The best under team in baseball is the Texas Rangers. 53, 28, and 1 to the under. the Yankees, because of this ridiculous run, now second best behind the Rangers, 49-29-4 to the under. That is ridiculous. I'm shocked here at what we've seen, because you would think the Yankees, not a team that you would want to, that you would think about, you know, the unders for sure, especially at home. I mean, at home this year, the Yankees are 27-14-1 to the under at home in the Bronx, a hitter-friendly ballpark. You got Aaron Judge putting up historic numbers, and I know that his average has skyrocketed down over the past month or so, but he's still putting up ridiculous numbers this year, and your offense still isn't scoring. And it just goes to show you how well the pitching has performed, or at least some of the pitching has been, for the Yankees. You know, guys like Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. It's been, man, what a streak here. What a run of unders for the New York Yankees that I frankly don't think ends here on Sunday. And the total for this game, because it's two pitchers that, you know, don't exactly have good reputations right now. Total for the Yankees and the A's is at 9.5. You got to play this under 9.5 now before it moves. You know, because this number is going to move. Under 9.5 minus 117 right now is available up on DraftKings for the Yankees and the A's. And it's going to move. 9.5 is going to become 9 probably before we even get to Sunday. That is just, I cannot believe this run of unders here for the New York Yankees. I mean, still looking at the standings in the American League East, the Yankees are still in first place. Not by much, though. Just a half a game over those Tampa Bay Rays. Yankees 47-35, Rays 47-36. Hey, there is a new sports betting market in town. It's called XCUTA. It's spelled X-C-U-T-T-A. XCUTA is a sports Calcutta combining the adrenaline of live auctions and the strategy of sports prognostication. You can create your own XCUTA auctions for you and your crew for any sport or sporting event. Football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf, Super Bowl, World Series, March Madness, even your local golf tournament. Create your own private or public auctions. Create secondary markets for aftermarket buying and selling. Over 1,000 teams, players, drivers in the database with the ability for you to add more. Free practice auctions now running daily at 3, 6, 9 p.m. at xcuta.com. And for a 3-month free bidding subscription, email support at xcuta.com and mention VSIN. XCUTA, the future of future bet wagering. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter, at ScottsOnAir, S-C-O-T-T-S-O-N-A-I-R. Final fights of the prelims going on right now at T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas for UFC 317, Jack Hermanson and Gregory Rodriguez, where Rodriguez went off as north of a minus 230 favorite. And on the live betting market right now, Rodriguez up to minus 400, as I believe this fight has just come to a close. I think we just had a knockout here as Rodriguez knocks out Hermanson. Favorites are undefeated on the night so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-0 favorites. Wow. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Just a vicious knockout by the man they call RoboCop, Gregory Rodriguez, defeating Jack Hermanson. Favorites now 6-0 in the prelims of UFC 317, as that'll do it for the prelims, and we head to the main card. So all favorites winning in their fights. Denise won first fight, unanimous decision. Then it was a submission for Smith. We had a, submission for McKinney, a decision for Cortez, a KO for Delgado, and a KO for Rodriguez. Favorites, 6-0. And I'm sure that there have been a lot of money line parlays, I'm sure, going on here for UFC 317. But that'll do it for the prelims. We'll have more on this main card coming up in a little bit here for UFC 317. I'm Scott Satterberg, always on Twitter at Scott's On Air. This is Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to get back into some NBA discussion. Alex Barutha, senior NBA editor for RotoWire, will join me on the program. We'll get his take on some of the moves that we've seen already here in this offseason as we look back on the draft on Wednesday and how the betting markets have changed here with moves that have been made post-draft and pre-draft. There was an actual move. The NBA champions have just made a move. Let's get this report up here from Shams about 15 minutes ago as the Thunder trading guard Dylan Jones and a second-round pick to the Washington Wizards. And Bobby Marks from ESPN, their front office analyst, talked about how OKC, I'm reading from his Twitter account right now, OKC was facing a logjam with their roster. 16 players under contract. Trading Jones now puts them at 15. So the Oklahoma City Thunder making a move, the NBA champions with a little trade here. Washington sending Colby Jones to the Thunder, who will then release him and he will become a free agent. Elsewhere, Nicholas Batum for the Clippers is, declining his $4.9 million player option. He will become a free agent, but there is interest between him and the Clippers to work out a new deal together. So some moves that have been made here around the NBA post NBA draft here as we, you know, look forward to next basketball season. The big move that was made earlier today, Lonzo Ball traded from the Chicago Bulls to the Cleveland Cavs for Isaac Okoro as the Cavs prepare to lose Ty Jerome in free agency. So now they get a backup point guard and a guy who is a defensive first and more of a distributor than a scorer here in Lonzo Ball, who is coming back from injury and surgery. So obviously he's going to have to make sure that he, or the Cavs are going to have to make sure that he is ready to go here for this season. But good move for them, because we saw, especially in the postseason, when Darius Garland went down with the injury and when Darius Garland was even back and not 100%, they really missed having that guard, that second guard there with, with Mitchell. So I do like this move here for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are the co-third favorites right now to win the NBA title, co with the New York Knicks. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder are your favorites to win the NBA title next season, followed by the Houston Rockets after acquiring Kevin Durant. And then it is both the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks as your third favorites. And we know the Eastern Conference is much easier than the Western Conference. It's just, the West is so deep right now. The East, a lot easier. All right, Major League Baseball, let's get you updated on what's going on here. The Cubs just don't stop scoring. 12-3. Chicago leads the Astros right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, we really should have played that Cubs team total to go over. 15 hits for Chicago here over the Astros as this just goes into playing. This is our blowout scenario, right? Blowouts across Major League Baseball. Remember, at one point, this total was 14.5. It's hit 12-3. Goes over. Congratulations. But now, what's the market going to look like for tomorrow's game? It's Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubs. Framber Valdez on the mound for the Astros. The Astros right now, minus 160. Now, let's see how this line moves as we move throughout the night and then into Sunday. Because there's going to be a large portion, at least in my opinion, of the population that looks at the Chicago Cubs after this blowout victory and thinks, well, I'm getting the Cubs now at this plus money price after they just blew out the Astros. This is too good to be true. We have to be taking the Chicago Cubs here. But again, as I said, what is momentum? Momentum's an illusion. And so, perhaps the better way to approach this is to just handicap the game as its own individual game, which that would lean us towards Framber Valdez having the pitching edge significantly, in my opinion, over Jameson Taillon. And so Valdez at home against Taillon and the Cubs, I lean Framber Valdez, who at home this year, a 2.04 ERA, 4-1 record, pitching in Houston. Astros minus 160 right now, but again, let's see how this market moves, because I think there's going to be a differentiate. This is a difference between what the public thinks and what the market is going to think for this game. I'm going to ignore the blowout. Ignore the blowout. Individually, forget about. If I told you the Cubs beat the Astros 2-1, you'd look at this game and you'd think, oh yeah, you know, Framber Valdez at home, yeah, he deserves to be a pretty significant favorite. So don't be swayed by what was a blowout win for the Cubs here, you know, with home runs from Tucker, Smith, and Paredes, and the 12-3 rout of the Astros. Don't be swayed by that. And I know it happens. We all do it for sure. But do not be swayed by this blowout. Hey, if you're serious about winning this football season, the VSiN NFL Betting Guide is your first real edge. Coming out Tuesday, July 1st, it is packed with in-depth previews of all 32 teams, season win total breakdowns, best bets from trusted VSiN experts, player props, and betting projections. Everything you need to bet smarter all season long. Kick off your season with confidence and get full access to every VSiN betting guide, daily best bet emails, and exclusive content through the Super Bowl, all for just $175. Your smartest NFL season bet starts right now at vsin.com/subscribe. I, for one, can't wait for this betting guide. A lot of us here at VSiN contributed to it. Incredible job by Adam Burke and the editors and everyone behind the scenes getting the betting guide out there. I can tell you, I wrote up a couple of, I wrote up a couple of futures bets as well. And everybody here at VSiN gave out their picks for division winners and playoffs and all that stuff. I cannot wait for this betting guide. As I've started to dig further into this football season and take a look at some of these markets, I'm actually surprised by a lot of things that we're seeing in these markets. You know, there's a lot of bets that are being thrown out there that I'll just say this. I think people get too cute. I'll just leave it at that. I think people get too cute. And it's nice to look at certain teams, or it's nice to look at certain, you know, long shots in awards markets and things like that. Sometimes I think that people get too cute. And when we break it down, how many teams really do we believe have a chance to win the Super Bowl? You know, the haves and the have-nots, like the Jimmies and the Joes, they make the difference. And when it comes to projecting the football season out, sometimes we just have to tell ourselves, don't get too cute. You know who's going to be there. And same thing for the awards markets. You know how the writers are going to vote for these things. You can kind of see the way that the writing's been on the wall for several years now when it comes to these markets. And by the way, speaking of football, if you need a proxy, you can join the world's biggest football contests with one trip to Vegas anytime before the season starts. Trusted by thousands of players over the last 9 seasons, Winner's Circle Proxy Service helped clients win over $9.3 million in the last 2 seasons. You can learn more about using a trusted proxy service by visiting winnerscircleproxy.com/VSiN. Again, winnerscircleproxy.com/VSiN. Only a couple of weeks away from the ultimate contest sign-up weekend here at VSiN. Football right around the corner. Hall of Fame game, July 31st. How crazy is that? Yeah, we're like a month away from football. I'm Scott Satterberg. Coming up next, Alex Barutha will join us, talk a little NBA right here on Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.